Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. We're going to be going through the first part of Hebrews 11, verses 1 through 20, to break it up a little bit. It's a long chapter, and this is one of my favorite chapters of the Bible, so I pray that it blesses you. This is in the Voice Translation. Faith is the assurance of things you have hoped for, the absolute conviction that there are realities you've never seen. It was by faith that our forebears were approved. Through faith, we understand that the universe was created by the Word of God. Everything we now see was fashioned from that which is invisible. By faith, Abel presented to God a sacrifice more acceptable than his brother Cain's. By faith, Abel learned that he was righteous, as God himself testified by approving his offering. And by faith, he still speaks, although his voice was silenced by death. By faith, Enoch was carried up into heaven so that he did not see death. No one could find him because God had taken him. Before he was taken up, it was said of him that he had pleased God. Without faith, no one can please God, because the one coming to God must believe that he exists, and he rewards those who come seeking. By faith, Noah respected God's warnings regarding the flood, the likes of which no one had ever seen, and built an ark that saved his family. In this, he condemned the world and inherited the righteousness that comes by faith. By faith, Abraham heard God's call to travel to a place he would one day receive as an inheritance, and he obeyed, not knowing where God's call would take him. By faith, he journeyed to the land of the promise as a foreigner. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, his fellow heirs to the promise, because Abraham looked ahead to a city with foundations, a city laid out and built by God. By faith, Abraham's wife Sarah became fertile long after menopause because she believed God would be faithful to his promise. So from this man, who was almost at death's door, God brought forth descendants, as many as the stars in the sky and as impossible to count as the sands of the shore. All these I have mentioned died in faith without receiving the full promises, although they saw the fulfillment as though from a distance. These people accepted and confessed that they were strangers and foreigners on earth, because people who speak like this make it plain that they are still seeking a homeland. If this was only a bit of nostalgia for a time and place they left behind, then certainly they might have turned around and returned. But such saints as these look forward to a far better place, a heavenly country. So God is not ashamed to be called their God, because he has prepared a heavenly city for them. By faith, Abraham, when he endured God's testing, offered his beloved son Isaac as a sacrifice. The one who had received God's promise was willing to offer his only son. God had told him, "It is through Isaac that your descendants will bear your name," and he concluded that God was capable of raising him from the dead, which figuratively is indeed what happened. By faith, Isaac spoke blessings upon his sons, Jacob and Esau, concerning things yet to come. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, we want to have this kind of faith. We want to have the kind of faith that looks to the heavenly country, to have this eternal perspective, to know that we may not see everything that we pray for or look for or long for on this earth, but all will be made well on the other side. And so, Lord, as we mourn the loss of those who have died in the past year or so, help us to remember the consolation that they are now experiencing what we are longing for now. They're experiencing perfection and the fulfillment of all your promises and justice and all the things that are necessary for the new heavens and the new earth to be a beautiful and amazing place. Lord, help us to exercise the kind of faith that understands that you are the object of our faith. You are the one who brings assurance. You are the one that helps us have the conviction that there are realities we've never seen. Lord, that's hard sometimes to do, because in this world we have trouble, and in this world we see with real eyes, real problems and real stressors. And so, Lord, as we lay down right now our worries and our cares and our concerns and the people in our lives before you as an offering, we ask that you would help us to have heavenly vision, to understand these things from that perspective and not merely from a human perspective or from an earthly perspective. Lord, thank you that you approve us because of our faith in you. Lord, we choose to believe by faith that you created this world with your word. What a beautiful and powerful, surprising and counterintuitive promise that is. Lord, help us to offer the kind of sacrifices that you accept. We love you and we worship you for all that you have done. And I pray this in the glorious, beautiful, powerful name of Jesus. Amen. Thanks for letting me pray for you. Thanks for listening to Pray Every Day. This podcast is brought to you by Shauna Marie Bryant and her podcast called Believe and Speak. You can find it at Shauna Marie Bryant, S-H-A-W-N-A, Marie and Bryant is BRYANT.com/mypodcast. And there you'll also receive a free download every week that has the affirmation that she shares. So she, like me, reads a scripture, but then she comes to it a little bit differently and she shares an affirmation that you can speak over yourself. And you can do that alongside Shauna. And then, of course, she cements that in prayer. And she's got a lovely voice and she loves to speak the truth in love. And so, Shauna, thank you so much for sponsoring Pray Every Day. And I just really pray that the Believe and Speak podcast would get into the earbuds of those who need to speak the truth over their lies and to be set free from the lies that they believed. Thanks again for listening to Pray Every Day. And I do pray that you would live in the truth, that you would speak truth over yourself today. I know that the Lord speaks it over you as well.